9 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Till Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. That's Texas, home of George Strait, the king. Ain't no such thing as chili with beans. That's Texas, hot as a flat top griddle. Ain't got a band if you ain't got a fiddle. That's Texas, with a capital T. If I can't go to heaven, I got a plan B. And that's Texas, yeah, that's Texas. Them two-step queens will bring you to your knees. Yeah, buddy, God sure blessed them. There's 50 states, but at the end of the day, there's one that you don't mess with. That's Texas, home of Robert Earl Keen. Ain't no such thing as chili with beans. That's Texas, hot as a flat top griddle. Ain't got a band if you ain't got a fiddle. That's Texas, with a capital T. If I can't go to heaven, I got a plan B. And that's Texas, yeah, that's Texas. Tell them about it, boys. Thank you. just 4 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Tell Rough Riders Baseball.
Thirsty, trying to choose. I mean, I know I'm critical. My nitty bag, my kitty boots. I got the juice, I got the juice.
Channel, Chatham's on. Foolies glad I'm home. Even my haters kinda glad I'm on. Rest in peace to my vagabond. Rapper, song, singer, suspended, subpoenaed from misdemeanors. Dreamer, held back, sacks, Loki still a deer. And I still shake a bull squat. Praying for my broke got city on the come up. Shot that fucking Sosa. Shot my fucking fat trail. Shot my fucking Joseph. Playing Buenos Aires while they sleep in Buenos Noches. Wonder if I wrote this. Cause it's so crisp. The most brokest gold stockbroker when I solstice. I could win an Oscar. Russian accent Oscar. Acid addict Rossi.
Rough Riders Baseball is just 2 minutes away.
Hey, I hear the voice of the preacher from the back room. Calling my name and I follow just to find you. I trace the faith to a broken down television and put on the weather. Then I've trained myself to give up on the past, cause I've frozen time between hearses and caskets. Lost control when I panicked at the acid test. I wanna get better.
One minute left till Rough Riders Baseball. Just 30 more seconds.
It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show on the Rough Riders Baseball Network, featuring interviews with players and coaches, a look around the Texas League, and a closer look at today's game. Let's head out to the ballpark, and here's your host, Luke Maley.
Hello and welcome high atop Riders Field. It's a beautiful Thursday for baseball. Game 3 of the 6-game series between the Dodgers-affiliated Tulsa Drillers and the Rangers AA affiliate, the Frisco Rough Riders. The Rough Riders, winners of the last two, scoring 5 runs in each of those first two games. They won Game 1 of this series in shutout fashion, their 8th of the year at 5-0, and last night avoided a late surge from the Drillers' offense, ending up taking it 5-4, the final score. Should be a fun one tonight. Alongside the voice of the Riders, Zach Bigley, I'm Luke Maley. And a matchup on the hill that features, for the Drillers, Jermaine Rosario making his seventh start at the AA level, his 17th appearance overall on the season. He's 2-1 and 3.46 ERA. That's 10 earned runs over 26 innings of work. And the story for him has been issuing walks, especially in this month of July. He has gone 11 and a third innings, walking 13 and hitting another while striking out 10. The 22-year-old, originally from the Dominican Republic, was signed by the Dodgers back in 2018. He made his stateside debut in 2021. And his numbers this year have been better at the AA level than they were at the high A level. And those numbers are pretty good as well. So he makes his seventh start against the Rough Riders here this evening on a wonderful Thursday for baseball. He'll have to go toe-to-toe with Tyler Malley, the rehabber for the Texas Rangers, who is making his fifth rehab start of this stint. He underwent Tommy John surgery back in May of last year, and he's back on track. The 29-year-old from Newport, California, a former seventh-round selection back in 2013 by the Cincinnati Reds, has tossed 9 1/3 innings of scoreless baseball, allowing just 5 hits and 2 walks, that is, with 11 strikeouts over those 4 rehab appearances, the last of which was here in Frisco, where he went a pair of scoreless innings, and he tries to do the same today. The Major League veteran owns a 4.3 ERA across 7 years at the big league level, made his debut back in 2017 with the team that drafted him in the Cincinnati Reds. In 2021, he led the league with 33 games started, but that injury derailed last season and has eaten up half of this year. So since that season in 21 where he made 33 starts, he's made just 28 over the last 3 seasons. But he's eyeing a return to the reigning world champs, the Texas Rangers, and he's getting awfully close. An extended leash for him tonight, so we'll look forward to seeing what Tyler Malley has in store in his second appearance this year with the Rough Riders, eyeing that return back to the big leagues. We'll step aside when we come back on the Riders pregame show. You'll get part one of a 2-part interview with Aaron Zabal, the Rough Riders right fielder this evening.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders baseball excitement. Let's ride!
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
Back on the Riders pregame show on the Riders Baseball Network, we're now joined by Rough Riders outfielder Aaron Zavala. First of all, Aaron, thanks for taking the time, and let's just start with the stretch for you. You've got hits in 5 of your last 6 games. It's been a really good stretch for you. What have you seen at the plate?
Just trying to see the ball as best I can. You know, took the All-Star break to try to regroup and get back on my feet. Try to just keep momentum going and keep the ball rolling.
Yeah, you got off to a hot start this year, and then in May and June, it was a little bit of a tough stretch for you. But then now back to finding that swing, hitting 250 here in July. Were there any mechanical switches or mental changes, or is it just kind of going with the flow?
Just kind of the ebbs and flows of the game, you know, trying to make the most of the good days and trying to make bad days better, you know, trying to control the peaks and valleys, just not getting too low, not getting too high, and just try to show up each day and be consistent.
You look at the defensive side, you know, you've been seen all over the outfield, but the leader for the Rough Riders in outfield assists this year, what's it been like throwing out all the runners?
It's been fun. It's always fun getting rewarded for making throws in the game and being able to help your pitchers get outs and save runs while you're doing it. Especially, too, we've been playing a lot of close games lately, so all those outs matter.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, today, Aaron, the Rough Riders announced that Josh Young's going to be rehabbing here this weekend. How exciting has it been for you guys to have all these big leaguers around? I know for the purpose of post-game meals, it's been really cool, but how about the on-field play?
Yeah, especially when we have hitters come in, it's nice to be able to pick their brain and kind of see what their day-to-day looks like, what their approach is at the plate, you know, just kind of how they go about it. Obviously, Josh has had success at the highest level, so he's somebody that all of the younger players can look to and lean on for whatever you need.
Chatting with Aaron Zavala here on the pregame show. And, Aaron, let's zoom back out on your career. You played your high school ball near your hometown in Eugene and then elected to go to Oregon to be a Duck. What was that decision like for you? Was it an easy one when Oregon came calling?
Yeah, absolutely. I'd always wanted to go to Oregon. I didn't have all the opportunities to go play college baseball. So especially when they came knocking, and you know, I kind of seized the opportunity.
You had a very colorful career there. A lot of top 10 lists that you find your name on. What was it like being able to do that near your hometown?
Yeah, it was awesome, especially being able to have such support from local people, you know, people that my parents work with, checking in on how I'm doing, just knowing that I support whenever and wherever I am, you know, it's a good feeling.
That's part one of a two-part interview with Rough Riders right fielder this evening and the Rangers' top 30 prospect, Aaron Zavala. You can catch part two tomorrow with pregame coverage beginning at 6:50. But we're going to step aside on the Riders pregame show, and when we come back, we'll get you the starting lineups for Game 3 of this six-game set against the Tulsa Drillers.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly and Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday, home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days, presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Hi, it's Ben Anderson thanking all Rough Riders fans for your support. Let's ride.
Back at Riders Field on a great day for baseball. A Thursday evening, it's Thirsty Thursday, where the Rough Riders here at the ballpark have half-price drinks throughout the Seating Bowl. That's also Twisted Tea, Rowdy at the River. A lot of fun going on here and throughout the rest of the weekend. Let's go ahead and look at the lineups for today's matchup. First, for the visitors, the Tulsa Drillers, the Dodgers affiliate, coming in at 12-10 and 46-45 overall in the year, looking to stay above 500. A loss tonight would make it three in a row here in this series and drop them back to an even 500. For the Drillers, they will go up as follows against the Major League rehabber Tyler Malley. Alex Freeland leads things off. He's the shortstop. The third baseman, Taylor Young, bats second, followed by the Dodgers' top prospect, the catcher Dalton Rushing. Damon Keith in the cleanup spot. He'll play right field. The designated hitter tonight and batting fifth is Griffin Lockwood Powell. Brendan Davis finds himself in the sixth hole and will roam left field. Behind him, the center fielder Jose Ramos batting seventh. And the eighth spot is the first baseman Brandon Lewis making his series debut, as well as Jose Izarra, the second baseman, also making his series debut in the ninth spot at second base. Again, for the Drillers, it is Freeland, Young, Rushing, Keith, Lockwood, Powell, and Davis, Ramos, Lewis, and Izarra. Then for the home team, the Rough Riders coming in at 14-9 in the second half, riding a three-game winning streak, 58-34 overall on the year. The Rough Riders will send Alejandro Osuna to the plate first. He's the center fielder after a night off last night. Liam Hicks does the catching for Tyler Malley. and bat second. Josh Hatcher mans the one bag and will bat third. Cody Freeman at the hot corner at third base. And the cleanup spot followed by Cooper Johnson, who homered in game one of this series and had the night off last night. He's the designated hitter. Aaron Zavala, you heard from him in the pregame show. He's the right fielder and batting sixth. Batting seventh is the shortstop, Caber Rodriguez, followed by Franer Chavez, also up the middle at second base. And Daniel Mateo rounds out the lineup for Carlos Cardoza's Rough Riders. He'll roam left field. Again for the Rough Riders, Osuna, Hicks, Hatcher, Freeman, Johnson, Zavala, Rodriguez, Chavez, and Mateo. Game number 93 of the year for the Rough Riders. Game 3 of 6 in this series, and a win tonight for the Rough Riders would secure, at the very least, a series split. And there's a lot of fun things coming up this weekend. The Rough Riders announced that Kumar Rocker will make his Double-A debut. And Josh Young will be rehabbing over the weekend for the Rough Riders, expected to play a little bit of defense and take some at-bats in a Frisco uniform. A former Rough Rider returning back to Frisco, trying to get right and head back to Arlington to help the Rangers, who have been in a groove. They knocked off the White Sox again today, picking up a sweep in that series and find themselves in the mix in the division, just a couple games back of both the Astros as well as the Mariners. The Rangers making a push. The Rough Riders tonight going at it. It's Jermyn Rosario on the hill against the Rough Riders offense, but Tyler Malley takes them out. The Major League rehabber does the work for the Rough Riders. When we come back on the Riders Baseball Network, Zach Bigley will take us to first pitch.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long, every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Join us for a night about nothing on Sunday, July 28th. Yes, you heard that correctly, but don't get it confused. Unlike George and Jerry, we have a plan. Giddy up to Riders Field for a night about nothing featuring an appearance from John O'Hurley, who played Jay Peterman on the show Seinfeld. Enjoy a night filled with Seinfeld-themed games and stay after for a post-game fireworks show. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Fun is on deck when you bring your group outing to the dugout deck at Riders Field. Located on the first base side of the stadium, the Dugout Deck provides your group with a great view of the game and all-you-can-eat food, beer, and wine from the Founders Express concession stand. Visit ridersbaseball.com/groups for more.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Josh Hatcher, a three-run walk-off homer.
Dives and he made the grab.
He makes the diving catch and the Riders win.
Now it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
If it stays fair, there's no doubt about it. Over the lazy river.
Go!
The Riders have come storming back.
It's out of here!
The Frisco Rough Riders are the 2022 Texas League champions and a proud Double-A affiliate of the world champion Texas Rangers.
Good night! And it's gone! The 2022 Frisco Rough Riders are Texas League champions! Oh my goodness!
What a play!
Oh baby, what a night!
Now, let's head out to the ballpark for today's game. Here's Zach Bigley and Luke Maley.
With rehabbing Tyler Malley on the mound once again, the Frisco Rough Riders look to make it three wins in a row against the Dodger-affiliated Tulsa Drillers. Hi, everybody, and we welcome you into Riders Field on a beautiful night for baseball on this Thursday in Frisco, Texas. Alongside Luke Maley, I'm Zach Bigley. Very happy to have you along as the Rough Riders coming off back-to-back wins to open this series 5-0 in Game 1 and 5-4 last night. They turn to Tyler Malley once again, the Major League rehabber, making his second rehab start out of four in Frisco. Malley deals with Alex Freeland, the shortstop, to lead things off, and then we'll be off and away on this beautiful night. Malley, 6'3", 210-pounder, 29-year-old out of Newport Beach, California. Former draft pick by the Reds back in 2013, deals home and begins the game outside. It's one ball and no strikes. 7:06 with our first pitch tonight. 86 degrees and sunny. 10-mile-an-hour winds out to left field. 1-0 offering from Malley. He fits it just inside. It's 2-0 on Freeland. Malley has made four rehab starts so far this year. One with the Arizona Complex League Rangers down in Arizona. 2-0. A hard shot through the right side and into right field. And Alex Freeland singles here in the first inning. 110 miles an hour on the exit velocity for Freeland. That ball was tattooed. And that brings Taylor Young up to the plate. A fastball right down the middle, and Freeland didn't miss it. He's made two rehab starts with Round Rock, totaling 4 2/3 innings of shutout baseball. And he went two shutout innings his last time out here with Frisco a couple weeks ago. Taylor Young stands in from the right side, and the first toss. That finds the bottom of the zone for a strike, and it's 0-1. Malley, a four-pitch pitcher. He'll primarily go with three pitches, though. Four-seam slider, split finger, and occasionally a cutter mixed in every now and again. A cutter mostly to left-handed batters. The offering is chopped on the ground out to short. Rodriguez has got it on to second for one. Chavi to first, not in time. Young tied for the league lead with 33 stolen bases. He can really run, and he legs out that potential double play, turns it into a fielder's choice. One down to the first with one aboard, and here's Dalton Rushing, the catcher, who homered yesterday. Just underway and still scoreless in the top of the first inning. That time it was the slider on the outside corner, a pitch that he primarily throws to righties, and got the ground ball. Rushing stands in from the left side, the pitch. Low at the split finger, and it's one ball and no strikes. He throws all three of his pitches, with the fourth including the cutter, around the same percentage of time, with the exception of the fastball. He throws a little bit over 50% of the time. The 1-0 is on the inside corner, a strike. It's 1-1. Malley signed in the offseason by the Rangers after spending the last few seasons with the Twins organization, originally a Reds draft pick, and coming off Tommy John surgery. The 1-1 offering to Rushing. Fouled away to the left side. It's one ball and two strikes on the catcher. Let's look at the defense behind Malley today for the Rough Riders. It's Daniel Mateo in left, Alejandro Osuna in center, and Aaron Zavala in right. Cody Freeman at third, Cabo Rodriguez at shortstop, Freiner Chavez at second, Josh Hatcher at first, and Liam Hicks does the catching for Malley. He readies and brings in the 1-2. Before that, a throw over to first, not in time. Just off the glove of Hatcher, and he's able to collect it without an advancement from Young. A season ago, it will be, or I should say, because of injury, a very limited time on the mound, just five starts, but a 3.16 ERA for the Twins. The pitch, that's high, and it's two balls and two strikes. He was very effective with all of his pitches, but especially his splitty. Opponents hit just 211 off of his split finger last year. He's got his sign. He readies from the stretch, and he brings it home. Just inside, 2-2. The velocity was around 93 miles an hour over the last few years with that fastball, and he's been in the low 90s today. He reached 95 most recently in his last rehab start with the Riders. Love that velocity to stick in the 93-mile-an-hour range this year coming off surgery. 3-2, runner takes off, pitches inside, throw down to second, into center field, and that allows Young to go down to third in an ultimately unnecessary throw. It's not even a stolen base for Young because it was ball four anyway. So an error on the catcher, Liam Hicks. On a ball he shouldn't have thrown. Runners on the corners now and one out. It was a borderline pitch on the lower edge inside corner, so that's why Hicks threw it. Daniel, by the way, our home plate umpire didn't call it a strike, so it was ball four and a free base anyway. Runners on the edges for Damon Keith, right-handed batter. And the offering in. Keith fouls it off the fist back behind home to the netting, and it's 0-1. Well, this week, if you've been paying attention to social media, is going to be a very exciting one. When the Rough Riders, Tyler Malley is getting his rehab start today. Cody Bradford had a rehab on Tuesday with the Rough Riders throwing two scoreless innings. Here's the stretch in the 0-1. That fits on the outside corner, a strike, and it's 0-2. Well, Josh Young will be here to rehab, supposedly Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And then Kamar Rocker, it was announced earlier today, will make his AA debut as a starter tomorrow for the Rough Riders. Former first-round pick. 0-2. Slider outside. One ball and two strikes. So very exciting time to be the Frisco Rangers or Frisco Rough Riders, however you want to look at it. Either way, it's been really exciting to see all these guys in the clubhouse. Here's the stretch in the 1-2. Grounded foul back behind home. Still one ball and two strikes on Keith here in the first inning. This next pitch will be the 16th for Tyler Malley in his first inning. He's expected to go four innings today in his rehab start. Still just one out. Keith 0 for 7 in the series, though he has walked twice. Malley readies from the belt, and Hicks calls time, asks him to step on. A long time ago, when Malley was in double-A ball, he pitched in double-A in 2016 and 2017. The 1-2. A line shot down the left field line. It sinks in fair. And Young comes in to score from third. Rushing up to third base, he stops right there. It's an RBI double for Damon Keith, and it's 1-0 Tulsa in the first inning. That time a splitty that stayed at the bottom of the zone, and Keith able to dig it out and double down the left field line to drive in the game's first run, and it's the first run in a rehab assignment that Malley has allowed this year. And that being in 9 1/3 innings scoreless before this. 1-0 Tulsa. Griffin Lockwood Powell stands in, the former Chippewa of Central Michigan, in the pitch. It's right down the middle of strike with a fastball. It's 0-1. Malley played his double-A ball with Pensacola back at the time with the Dodgers, or excuse me, with the Reds organization. The offering. It's outside. It's one ball and one strike. Boy, was he fantastic. His second go-around at the double-A level. 14 starts back in 2017, a 1.59 ERA. Made it up to triple-A that same season. The pitch. Swinging a ground ball to third. Freeman's got it. Looks back the runner at third. Throws low to first, but Hatcher picks it out. And there are two away. A nifty play from Josh Hatcher over at first base, picking the low throw. Two down, two in scoring position, and here's Brennan Davis. He went on to make his major league debut later that season for the Reds in 2017. 2.70 ERA and four starts. Former Rough Rider at the plate, and the first pitch to Davis is inside. One ball and no strikes. Malley made his debut in 2017. Brennan Davis was traded over to the Rangers from the Dodgers in 2017. The former big leaguer himself made his debut last year. The pitch outside in the dirt. Hicks keeps it in front, blocking it. It's two balls and no strikes. Davis has certainly found his way through a lot of different organizations over the last couple seasons, from the Dodgers to the Rangers to the Angels to the Tigers, now back with the Dodgers. He's closed off at the plate. That's a new stance, not the stance that he had when he was with the Riders. 2-0. He lines it in the left center field, into the alley, and it's down and all the way to the fence. Rushing and Keith both come in to score, and Brendan Davis pulls in at second with a two-run double. It's 3-0 Tulsa. Brendan Davis hurting his former team to extend the lead in the first inning. Two RBI double into left center field. Seventh man to the plate in the inning, and John Goble will go out and chat with Tyler Malley just to slow things down for him a little bit. 22 pitches for him here in the first. That time a fastball in the middle of the plate. Davis able to serve it into left center field. Malley has done really well in the past. His command, his fastball, and command all of his pitches really stay out of the middle of the plate. That's what's made him so effective, but he's had a tough time sticking out of the middle of the plate so far this season, or excuse me, in this start. For the most part, his fastball has always been up and away, his slider low and away to right-hand batters, and splitty down and in to righties. Today it's been a lot in the middle of the plate here in the first inning. Two outs, runner at second, three in. First pitch to Jose Ramos is lifted into left field. Osuna coming on. That's Mateo, actually, who makes the catch and retires the side in the first inning. So another hard hit ball, but Mateo spearing it out of the air on a good first step in, and it retires the side. Three runs across, though, on three hits, no errors, and one runner left on base. Bottom of the first inning next. It's Tulsa 3, the Riders to the plate when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
My dad is a proud Girl Dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a Girl Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Hey, this is Josh Hatcher, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Riders trail 3-0 to the bottom half of the first inning here on this beautiful Thursday evening in Frisco, Texas. Alejandro Osuna, Liam Hicks, and Josh Hatcher, the three due up against Jermyn Rosario, who deals home. Up and away, and it's one ball and no strikes. Rosario, the 22-year-old out of the Dominican Republic, stands 6'1", 175 pounds. The 1-0. Up and outside, it's two balls and no strikes. Started the season with High A Great Lakes this year, went 2-0 with a 3.68 ERA in 10 outings, 6 starts, and then was promoted up here. 2-0. Osuna watches, letter high outside corner, a strike, and it's 2-1. So far in six starts at the AA level, he's 2-1 with a 3.46 ERA. He's been very effective. 2-1. Breaking ball up and away, 3-1. Not giving up a lot of hits this year. Opponents just hitting 189 against him here in AA, but he's run into a ton of trouble with the free passes, 22 walks in 26 innings. He brings in the 3-1. Osuna spanks it foul out of play down the left side. It's 3 balls and 2 strikes on the Riders center fielder, who got the day off yesterday after going 0-for-3 with a walk in the opener. He's done a great job setting the table for the Rough Riders this season. In the first inning this year, 5-for-14, then over 1,000 OPS. The pitch is way high and outside for ball four, and Osuna draws a walk. A leadoff free pass for Osuna, and Liam Hicks stands in now. Hicks 1-for-3 with a run scored. Talk about how good Osuna's been in the first inning. And so is Liam Hicks, the pitch. He watches one right down the middle for a strike with a 95-mile-an-hour fastball. It's 0-1. Hicks has been one of the best in the Texas League this season in the first inning. He's batting 403 with an over 1,000 OPS. The 0-1. He misses down low with a breaking ball, and it's 1 ball and 1 strike. Rough Riders trying to do what they have done so well recently, and that score in the first inning. They put up a run in the first yesterday. 1-1 offering. Up and outside, it's 2 balls and 1 strike. The Riders are the best hitting team by OPS in the first inning in all of AA this year. And Hicks is a big reason why they've been able to be so productive on the offensive side in this initial frame. 2-1, slips across the outside corner, a strike with a 94-mile-an-hour heater, and it's 2-2 on Hicks. And they have some work to do after giving up 3 runs in that first inning. Falling behind early. 2 balls and 2 strikes on the left-handed batter. And Rosario steps off. Wants a redo of the signs. Slight pull side shift on the infield for Hicks. Osuna takes his lead from first. And Rosario pitches home. Breaking ball off the end of the bat. Floating into right center field. Ramos cutting over from center, and he makes the catch. Osuna tags and bluffs toward second base. 1 out. 3-0 Tulsa. 1 down in the first for Josh Hatcher. Outfield behind Rosario today for the Drillers. It's Brennan Davis in left, Jose Ramos in center, and Damon Keith in right field. Taylor Young at third. Alex Freeland has short. Jose Isara is the second baseman. Brandon Lewis at first, and Dalton Rushing behind the plate. The pitch is whacked foul down the left side. It's 0-1. Good to see Rushing back behind the plate after he took a backswing from Aaron Zavala in game one off the top of the helmet. He DH'd yesterday, but he's back there now. Supposedly good to go. He missed around 40 games last year, and a big chunk of that because of a concussion. The pitch. A strike on the outside corner, and it's 0-2. Hatcher a homer in game one. The Riders have been quite the power team in this series. 3 homers in each of the games to start this set, including back-to-back twice. The pitch is grounded foul at the plate, and it's still 0-2. The Riders had just 1 set of back-to-back homers all season coming into this series, and they've done it now in consecutive games. Baseball has a funny way of clumping those things together every now and again. Hatcher draws a pull side shift himself. And the 0-2. Breaking ball sits outside, missing with the curve. 1 ball and 2 strikes to the first baseman. Riders, even though they've hit 3 homers in each of the first 2 games, They've only scored 5 runs in both of the games. Love to break out a little bit. The 1-2, runner goes. It's flicked foul down the left side. Still 1-2. The Riders enter into this game after the first 2 wins in this set with a 58-34 record, still the best record in all of AA. And not only that, phenomenal here at home as well. 33-13. Best record in all minor league baseball at home. Osuna draws a throw. He's back in. Outfield to the opposite way for Hatcher as Rosario has his sign. The offering. A ground ball back to the hill. Rosario's got it. Fires on to second for 1. Freeland to first. Not in time. Hatcher beats it out. Oh, he's safe at first base. 2 down. Runner at first for Cody Freeman. Good job by Rosario reaching up into the air and grabbing that athletic play. And then he set his feet and threw. And Hatcher quick out of the box. Quick down the line. And he keeps the inning alive for the top home run hitter on the team, Cody Freeman with 11. First offering. Fastball middle a strike, and it's 0-1. Right-handers have been a lot better against Rosario than left-handers have. Righty's hitting 264. Lefty's 081 here in AA against him. The pitch. Low and outside, and it's 1-1. And fastballs in particular, right-handers have been really good against Rosario. Riders would love to attack him early on. They have a lot of left-handers in this lineup, though. 5 natural left-handers and a switch hitter. 1-1. Rocketed into right center field. Keith on the run. Can't get there. It's down. Hatcher on his horse around second. He's getting the windmill around third. And no relay to the plate. RBI double for Cody Freeman. Riders on the board. They trail 3-1. Keith slightly bobbled it in right center field, and that allowed Hatcher to come around. Cody Freeman does it again. His 22nd double to tie for the Texas League lead. Got a fastball over the heart of the plate and just hammered it into right center, and then Keith bobbled it just slightly, and that allowed Hatcher to turn on the jets and get all the way around from first base. Freeman drives in the first run for the Rough Riders. They trail 3-1. Here's Cooper Johnson. And the offering. That's right down the middle again with a fastball for a strike, and it's 0-1. Johnson got the day off yesterday, but in game one went 1-for-2 with a home run. Johnson's 8th home run of the season. Every home run he hits is a new career high. 0-1. He fouls it straight back, and he's quickly behind 0-2. 5 home runs was his previous career high. He calls time and steps out. Pretty lengthy first inning between these two pitchers. Tyler Malley threw 23 pitches in his top half of the first, and this is going to be the 23rd pitch of the bottom of the first for Rosario. Offering home. Low and outside, missing with the heater in 96. 1-2. So Rosario will now eclipse Malley in terms of his pitch count in the first inning. All began with a leadoff walk to Osuna. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Got him. Went with the curveball off the outside corner. He strikes out Cooper Johnson, but the Riders do get a run back in the bottom of the first. A run on 1 hit. No errors. A runner left on. We go to the top of the second. It's 3-1. Tulsa leads it on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get 2 free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
Rhythm Energy is offering the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas with their brand new PowerShift electricity plans. With our ACs about to get a workout all summer long, you can't beat the heat, but you also can't beat the savings Rhythm Energy is offering with PowerShift. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Hi, it's Nick Kraut, thanking all Rough Riders fans for your support. Let's ride.
We have a 3-1 game going into the top of the second inning. Riders trail, and Tyler Malley is back on the hill. 23 pitches in that first inning for Malley, and a guy who's trying to get his way back up onto the big league roster and definitely on his way there. Continuing to lengthen in his rehab assignment and hoping that the lengthy first inning does not put any damper on that. He's supposed to go 4 innings today. Three runs on 3 hits in that top of the first inning for the Drillers. Brennan Lewis in the 8 spot leads it off, and the initial pitch is outside. It's 1 ball and no strikes. Jose Isara and Alex Freeland follow. These 8 and 9 hitters making their series debut today. 1-0 pitch. Lined out to second, and what a grab by Franer Chavez off to his left side, spearing out of the air and belly flopping and rolling down on the ground. Nice play by Chavez. Another hard hit ball against Malley, but Chavez able to keep this from the outfield grasp, fully outstretched. Great play. 102 miles an hour exit velocity. That's 4 balls that have been hit over 100 miles an hour against Malley now in this game. The pitch at the top of the zone to Isara, and it's 0-1. Alex Freeland on deck at the top of the order. Offering home to Isara. That's at the top of the zone again for a strike, and it's quickly 0-2 on Isara, who's playing in just his 5th game here at the AA level. The offering has a breaking ball in the dirt off the outside corner. It's 1 ball and 2 strikes now on the second baseman. Former 14th rounder, a native of Venezuela initially, but drafted out of Florida Southwestern State Junior College back in 2022. The pitch, outside. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Spent all of last season with Low A Rancho Cucamonga. And then coming here to Tulsa to kind of fill the need. The pitch is fouled away to the right side. It's still 2 balls and 2 strikes. Completely skipping Great Lakes at the high A level. 3-1. Tulsa leads it, top of the second. Malley peers in with his shoulders square to the plate. And he rocks home the 2-2. Just high, a check swing. He didn't go. 3 balls and 2 strikes. The Rangers in action earlier today, and they picked up a big win over the Chicago White Sox, sweeping the Sox with a 2-1 victory. The pitch is a swing and a miss and a high fastball, strike 3. Tyler Malley with his first strikeout. 2 away here in the second. 3-1 deficit for the Rough Riders. We go back up to the top of the order. It's Alex Freeland. The White Sox have now lost 11 games in a row. And the Rangers, with that victory, pull themselves potentially within 2 games of the Astros if they fall. The pitch is just a bit low. And it's 1 ball and 0 strikes. The Astros do not play today, though, so it's a 2.5-game deficit for the Rangers. The flutter is over the top of the zone for a strike.
It's one ball and one strike on Freeland, who singled into right field in his last time up. Malley rocks home. In the air, out to center field, struck well. Osuna going back. He's at the warning track, and he reaches up to paw it out of the sky and retire the side in the second. 1-2-3 inning for Tyler Malley, his second go-around. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. Bottom two next. Riders trailing 3-1 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, baseball fans of all ages, Game Day Men's Health is your premier destination for men's wellness. As we enjoy America's favorite pastime, Game Day Men's Health wants to remind you to prioritize your health and well-being. Are you or your partner feeling fatigued, having trouble focusing, or struggling to maintain a healthy weight? Game Day Men's Health is here to help. Their expert team specializes in testosterone replacement therapy, weight loss programs, erectile dysfunction treatments, and peptide therapy designed to help you tackle life's challenges head on. Visit Game Day Men's Health today and start feeling like an MVP in your own life. Don't wait. Visit GameDayMen'sHealth.com/Rough Riders to schedule your free consultation. Game Day Men's Health, proud partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. Play ball.
At Primrose Schools of Dallas-Fort Worth, we know how to turn a song into a phonics lesson, how to make building with blocks into building friendships, and how to use books to make every child feel like they belong. Because when it comes to early education and care, we believe in balance, in exploring academic skills and life skills, combining purposeful play with nurturing guidance from teachers, and setting children up for success in future classrooms. Learn more about our balanced learning approach at primroseschools.com/DFW.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Now, back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Home half of the second inning, the Rough Riders trail 3-1 to the Tulsa Drillers. Aaron Zavala, Cabo Rodriguez, Premier Chavez due up against Jermin Rosario. And first pitch to the lefty, Zavala. He takes high, 1-0. 6-7-8 in the Rough Riders order, trying to get their way back into this game, trailing by two. 1-0. That's high, and it's two balls and no strikes. Zavala 1-for-4 in each of the first two games of this series. He's hitting .250 in the month of September as well. July. What month are we in? We're in July. Here's the 2-0. It's outside, 3-0.
Got some eyes forward to September. Some postseason baseball coming up, Zach.
Yeah. Riders are in the postseason. Tickets are on sale, too. Get them now. 3-0. Over the heart of the plate to strike 3-1.
That's a perfect setup right there. It's all part of the master plan.
Yes, that's why I said September, for sure. 3-1. Down and in, ball four. But just like the first inning, the Riders begin the second with a leadoff walk. Cabo Rodriguez stands in. 0-for-3 today. Or 0-for-3 in the series, I should say. First at bat today. Now, the Riders are just one game back in the division as it stands right now. San Antonio is still in the lead in the second half. Doesn't really matter in the second half. The pitch is fouled back and it's 0-1, but it'd be nice to win both halves. I'm sure it'd be a nice feather in the cap of the Rough Riders manager, Carlos Cardoza. Riders haven't won both halves since 2014 in franchise history. 0-1. Check swing, and he went around and a breaking ball off the outside edge. 0-2. Riders are certainly on a historic pace with their pitching this year. They're on pace to have the second best ERA in franchise history, just behind that 2014 team. About 0.1 runs or so. 0-2 pitch is outside. It's one ball and two strikes. And on pace as well for the best batting average against on the pitching side of things in franchise history. It's been an incredible pitching staff. There's the stretch from the right-hander Rosario. He offers. That one's lifted into left center field, drilled into the alley. It's down.
Now Zavala getting out to third base. He gets the stop sign right there. And Kaver Rodriguez pulls in at second with a double. Rough Riders in business here in the second. Runners at second and third, and nobody out. Kaver Rodriguez hammering that ball into left center field. And a good job by Davis and Ramos coming together. It was Ramos, eventually the center fielder, who cut it off before it got to the warning track. And that right there saved the run, not allowing Zavala to come in to score with nobody out. Carlos Cardoza, the third base coach and manager, wanted to be a little bit careful. Here's Freiner Chavez. First pitch. Swing and a miss, 0-1. Riders trailing 3-1, but a chance to get it right back and tie the game with a single. Offering in. Floated down the line in left field and shallow, base hit. Great read by Rodriguez. He's all the way around third. It's a game-tying two-run single. Freiner Chavez delivers, and the Riders tie the game at three here in the second. Oh, man. Just off the end of the bat, parachuted down the left field line, and Rodriguez got a wonderful read on that. Knew off the bat that it was going to fall, and he was flying around second base and all the way around third and in to score. Now here's 9-0 hitting Daniel Mateo now. First three have reached in the second inning. Nobody out. Tied at three. First pitch is cut on and missed. It's 0-1. Mateo 1-for-2 in this series with a walk. He scored a run. Throw goes over to first, not in time. The Riders, three runs on three hits. Same thing for the Drillers in the early part of this game. 0-1. Breaking ball up and in. One ball and one strike. Good to see the offense coming to life. This is the top offensive team in the Texas League in Tulsa, and so I figure the Riders will have to score some runs in this series, and they have. 1-1, runner goes. There's a fly ball lifted into left center field. Ramos going back. He's at the warning track. It's over his head, up against the fence, and bounces up over the wall. So Chavez has to be stopped at third. It's a double, though, for Mateo. Runners at second and third, and the first four have reached for the Riders.
What a swing from Daniel Mateo. Saw something soft up in the zone, and he did not miss. Got back and loaded, left his hands long time through the zone with the barrel, and that produces a really deep ground roll double. Love to see that from Daniel Mateo.
Pounced off the warning track and just hung up on that wall. The pitch is flied into left center field off Osuna's bat. Brennan Davis under it from left. He makes the catch. Both runners tag. The throw goes to third, and Mateo is out there. Chavez does come in to score. It's a double play. And no RBI for Osuna because Mateo is out at third. Riders do take the lead, though. It's now 4-3. Here's Liam Hicks now, the pitch. At the top of the zone, a strike, and it's 0-1. Offering home. Hicks pops it up out to left field. Davis with the wind carrying a little bit. Drifting back just shy of the warning track, he puts it away, and that's the inning. But a productive inning for the Riders. Three runs across on three hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. Top three next. Riders a 4-3 lead now. It's Luke Bailey on the mic when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network. Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy.
Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
As the Texas League schedule comes down the home stretch and the NHL season is just around the corner, the Rough Riders blend them both together on September 5th for Dallas Stars Night. The Riders will be wearing Dallas Stars-themed jerseys, and there will be hockey themes all night long. There's also a great ticket package available. Purchase two tickets for the game, get two Dallas Stars preseason tickets and two co-branded hockey jerseys, all for $59. It's Dallas Stars Night at Riders Field on Thursday, September 5th. Get more information at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
Hi, it's Alex DeGody, thanking all Rough Rider fans for your support. Let's ride. Any bills you can't front, her parents
paid it. Top of the third, alongside the voice of the Riders, Zach Bigley, I'm Luke Bailey. The Rough Riders have come storming back to take the lead after a three-run top of the first against Tyler Malley for the Drillers, and his first offering is drilled into center field. Osuna ranging back, and he's camped under it to haul in the first out. For Tyler Malley in the top of the third, it comes on just one pitch. Taylor Young retired on the first pitch that he sees. And Malley struggled in that first inning. We saw a little bit of hard contact to open the frame on a line out in the second by Brandon Lewis. But he settled in at a 1-2-3 third and one pitch, one out here in this frame. As there's one sent high in the air to shallow center field. Osuna again taking charge, and he's there to make the play above his ball cap. Back-to-back flyouts by the 2-3 batters in this Driller's order. So in steps Damon Keith, who doubled. It was an RBI double that netted the game's first run against Malley in his first trip. Keith digs in, the base is clear, and two gone here in the top of the third. The offering just off the outside, and it's called a strike. The 0-1 skips down and away, and evens things at a ball and a strike. Damon Keith was held hitless until tonight in this series. 0-for-7 with a pair of walks and two strikeouts. But his RBI double snapped that streak. Riders leading 4-3 in inning number 3. Right-hander rocks, and the offering on its way. A pop-up back this way off to our right. And a foul ball. 1-2 advantage for Malley, who picked up his first strikeout in that second inning. In search of another 1-2-3 frame. Right-hander rocks and fires, and that one sent down the right field line and twisting into the seats. Oh, it remains a ball and two strikes. Damon Keith's 269 average over his last 10 games leads this lineup tonight as he sends a foul ball down the right field line. Staying alive, Malley in search of that put-away pitch. The Drillers offensively were stellar in the first half and even in the start to the second half. But coming out of the break, it's been a bit sluggish for them. That three-run first, a great sign for Tulsa, but in the blink of an eye, the Rough Riders erased it. They lead 4-3. The offering home, and it misses a bit outside, a 92-mile-an-hour fastball from the right hand. Mentioned for Malley. Led the league in 2021 with 33 starts. A 2-2. Taken. They appeal to first, and yes, he did. Strikeout number 2 for Tyler Malley. And he sent down 7 in a row. It's a 1-2-3 third. The The Drillers down in order against the Major League Rehabber. We flip the card. Bottom of the third coming up. The Riders do up. When we come back, it's 4-3 Rough Riders on the Riders Baseball Network. You can save $500 or more a year on electricity with Rhythm Energy's PowerShift. The shift is on, Rough Riders fans, and it's an electricity plan you can cheer for. Rhythm Energy's PowerShift gives you the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas. Talk about out-of-the-park savings. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new...
The top of the strike zone. Fastball at 93. 0-1 on the right-handed hitting third baseman. Freeman provided his 22nd double of the year in that first inning. It was an RBI double that brought Hatcher home from first base. Hatcher at first in the 0-1 to Freeman. Now a back pick by Rushing behind the dish, and Hatcher not fooled. It's nothing in two. Freeman has safely hit in 23 of his last 26 games, and his average at home just continues to climb. A .338 home average this year. And he has 22 of his 34 extra base hits, including that double in the first inning here in this ballpark. And while we're talking about home games, he's also hit safely in 19 out of 21 of his last 21 home games. Pitch home, and he pops it back this way, just below us. Freeman stays alive, nothing in two. In the series now, Freeman 3-for-8. Two of those hits for extra bases, a home run as part of back-to-back homers with him and Abimelech Ortiz yesterday evening. And then that double in the first. 0-2 offering again, a breaking ball, stayed upstairs. Mentioned the opponent average for Rosario. Really, the walks have been the issue for him this year. Issued 13 walks in the month of July across two outings. Freeman spoils another 1-2. Fastball over the heart of the plate at 94. Send it back to the screen. Ball and two strikes as Rosario has crossed over the 50-pitch mark. Cooper Johnson awaiting on deck. Still nobody out, and Josh Hatcher led off the frame with a walk. He stands at first. Rosario has his sign. 22-year-old Hatcher runs. The pitch misses upstairs. The throw, not in time. Josh Hatcher swipes his 14th bag of the year. And the double play no longer in order. Two and two now. And Cody Freeman with a tremendous at-bat. Seventh pitch of the AB coming up. Digs in, he's ready to go. Hatcher now at second after the stolen base. High leg kick and the offering home. Another breaking ball, and it stays upstairs. From 0-2 to 3-2. A 22-year-old right-hander peers in. Now on its way, a payoff pitch, shot foul off to the right side. Freeman will see pitch number 9. Rough Riders have seen the Dominican Republic native, Jerming Rosario, really well tonight. Four hits through the first two innings, and they have a runner at second base after a leadoff walk, and now Cody Freeman just eating up pitches. And as a hitter, that confidence just continues to skyrocket with each pitch offered. Payoff pitch on its way. Freeman takes, and he works a walk. Back-to-back walks. Freeman wins the battle on the ninth pitch of the at-bat. It started at 0-2. He worked it to full, spoiled a pitch, and then watches ball four. The Rough Riders have two aboard with nobody out for Cooper Johnson. That'll prompt a conversation with the right-hander, who is sitting at 55 pitches with nobody out here in the top of the third. Check that bottom of the third. Rough Riders leading 4-3. There's some action in the Drillers pin down the right field line. Rough Riders sent five batters to the plate in the first. They scratched across a run on an RBI double by Freeman. They picked up three more runs and sent six batters to the plate in the second, and now the first two have reached here in the third. In that second inning, the Rough Riders got the first four on with a walk, a pair of doubles, and a single. That single provided by Franier Chavez tied the game at 3-3. Then Alejandro Osuna, after that stretch of four straight, delivered a sacrifice fly. It ended up being a double play. First offering to Cooper Johnson, and he takes down in the dirt, ball one. Now for Cooper Johnson, and talking with him, he said this offseason the focus was providing some more pop at the dish, and he's done exactly that. Zach mentioned a new career high in home runs with eight this year. As he takes a bit inside, a fastball at 93, and it's two balls and no strikes. But for Johnson, seven of his last eight hits have been for extra bases. In the month of July, 10 hits. He's got five doubles and two homers. 2-0 runs inside. And Johnson in control, 3-0. One more RBI would set or tie a career high for Cooper Johnson, and he works a four-pitch walk, and the sacks are full on three straight walks here in the third. And this has been the issue for Rosario. 22 walks and 26 innings entering this one in his Double-A career. But really, in the month, it's been the issue. Never good when you have more walks in a month than you do innings pitched. And that's been the case for Rosario as his first offering catches the outside corner at the top of the zone. Change up to the left-handed hitting Zavala. Zavala worked a walk his last time up in the 0-1. He checked his swing. And a balk going to be issued on Rosario. So that'll bring another run home for the Rough Riders. Looked like he didn't quite come set. Rolled through that delivery. And it costs him a run. Everybody moves up 90 feet. Josh Hatcher scores from third. Freeman replaces him at third base. And now Cooper Johnson in scoring position for Aaron Zavala. Rosario ready to go. And the offering home catches the outside corner. Called a strike. Another changeup to Zavala, who asks for time. He'll adjust the batting gloves. Zavala has notched hits in five of his last six games. And if you zoom out just a little bit further, he has a pair of three-hit games over his last eight. As he chops one on the ground, right side, the second baseman Azara has it, but that allows Freeman to score from third. And there's one away, but the Rough Riders have extended the lead. It's 6-3 Frisco. RBI ground out for Aaron Zavala. Johnson over to third base on the ground out. Here's Caber Rodriguez, who doubled and came around to score in the second inning. Now here in the bottom of the third, Rough Riders have scored in every inning to this point. Infield in the first offering has hit a looper into shallow center field. Ramos has it. Johnson trying to tag, and the throw well off the line. It's a sacrifice fly for Caber Rodriguez. It's now 7-3 Rough Riders.
Walks will come back to bite you. Three straight walks, and they all come in to score, and all in kind of funky ways, too, with a balk and RBI ground out and a sack fly. But that's what the Riders have been doing all season long. Their hitting numbers won't wow you, but their situational hitting will, and they just find a way to score runs.
Back-to-back productive at-bats Zanetta runs. You got a balk. You got the 4-3 ground out from Zavala, and now a sacrifice fly. Chavez will try to get something going with two outs. Hits a one-hopper towards the second baseman on the first pitch. Nazara has it, and it's on to first in time. But the Rough Riders strike for more. They manufacture three runs on no hits, no errors, and they leave the bases clear. So three innings in the books. We head to the fourth. It's Frisco 7, Tulsa 3 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Our Rough Riders have a new partner, Cacique Foods. The nation's leader in Hispanic cheeses, creams, chorizo, and salsa is honored to call our DFW community home and is now a proud Rough Riders sponsor. With Cacique's authentic ingredients, you can add Mexican tradition and flavor to every meal. For more information about their products, visit caciquefoods.com. Find their delicious products at your favorite local supermarket, and let's cheer on our Rough Riders together. Authentic flavor, real moments. Cacique.
Hey, this is Maximo Acosta, and you're listening to Frisco Road Riders Baseball.
Top of the fourth inning. It's Griffin Lockwood Powell, the designated hitter for the Drillers, leading things up. After a tough first inning, Tyler Malley has settled in. He's back on the hill for the fourth. The right-hander rocks from the windup, and his first offering misses a bit outside. 7-3 the score. The Rough Riders scoring one in the first and then three runs in back-to-back innings in the second and third. Pitch home. That one catches the outer edge. Called a strike, even at 1-1. Lockwood Powell batting for the second time against Malley. He grounded out to Cody Freeman at third base in his first trip, and he tags one hard and deep into center field. Osuna racing back, but he's there to make the play just in front of the warning track. 100 miles an hour off the bat, 375 feet by the wrong part of the ballpark, straight away center, and it becomes the eighth in a row sat down by Malley. Brendan Davis will dig in. He had the big hit in that first inning, a two-run double, and was stranded at second base. He's had himself a really solid series. Offering home, and it just misses a bit outside of the right-handed hitting left fielder. Davis anticipated having game one of this series off. The offering home on the outer third, called a strike. But he had to come in for an injured Dalton Rushing, who had to get evaluated for a concussion, but everything okay, and he's back behind the plate tonight. As Malley delivers just a bit below the zone, 2-1. But Davis now 3-for-7 in the series. He's played in all three games. The 2-1. Chopper on the ground. The shortstop Rodriguez vacuums it in, and a strong throw chest high to Josh Hatcher at first base. Two away. Davis was the last man to reach against Malley, and he becomes the second out of the fourth inning. Malley, ever since the sixth batter of the game, has sent down the Drillers in order, make it 9 in a row. First offering to Jose Ramos, right across the heart of the plate, 0-1. Ramos 1-for-9 in the series. He lined out to left his last time up. As he watches a bit downstairs, even at a ball and a strike. Ramos, the number 28 prospect from the Los Angeles Dodgers. The offering home and a pop-up back this way. The Dodgers got a big name back today in their series against the San Francisco Giants, their biggest rival. Clayton Kershaw took the mound and was really solid. Allowed a pair of runs. And his first day back is the offering. Called strike three. Throws him with a breaking ball. And it's the third strikeout for Malley, and it caps off a scoreless 1-2-3. Top of the fourth, it's 10 in a row sat down by the rehabber. And if that's it for him, he settled in nicely. No runs on no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. The Rough Riders do up. When we come back, it's 7-3 Rough Riders on the Riders Baseball Network.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third base line in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
My dad is a proud girl dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a girl, Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
Ben Franklin here to talk to you about water filtration. Unfiltered water in your home is no joke. Did you know tap water can shorten the life of your pipes and even worse, be dangerous to your family's health? Our Punctual plumbers can install a whole home system that filters water before it enters your pipes. Visit BenjaminFranklinPlumbing.com or call 877-BEN-1776 to request an appointment.
Go with the flow, the local pros, call Benjamin Franklin Plumbing.
Independently owned and operated, licensed in their respective state or county.
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Last of the fourth inning, Rough Riders looking to tack on against a new arm. It's Ben Harris, the left-hander, after Jermaine Rosario exits. He went three innings, allowing seven runs on four hits. Mateo squares to bunt and offers at it and just misses below his barrel. Harris takes over on the hill, and he gets the bottom of the lineup before it turns over to Osuna and Hicks at the top of the card. Mateo waves and misses at a breaking ball, and he finds himself behind, nothing and two. And Mateo just called out. Like a clock violation on the batter. Looked like the point. And Mateo now pleading his case with home plate umpire Daniel. By the way, that's the first time we've seen that here this year.
First time all year we've had a strikeout on a pitch clock violation on either side.
Carlos Cardoza talking with Daniel, by the way. We made the call. Mateo standing alongside him. Mateo looking off towards the on-deck circle, talking with Alejandro Osuna. Threw his hand up like I was in the box. He's down on what's technically two pitches. They continue their conversation. Ben Harris picked up the strikeout on the pitch clock violation. Mateo, if you watch the replay, in the box, looking at Harris and then looked down at the last second, and that's when Daniel, by the way, made the call.
So the rule is you have to be attentive and ready for the pitch at 7 seconds as a batter. So I think they're saying because he had the bat under his arm still with 7 seconds left, that's where the pitch clock violation occurred. And Carlos is still talking with, by the way, a home plate umpire. So
you watch that replay, and Ben Harris on the hill is certainly not ready. I understand what the rule book says, but Daniel Mateo is in the box. He has the bat. Now, not necessarily ready to hit, but by the time Harris would have been able to throw a pitch, he certainly would have been ready. So a tough out for the Rough Riders. And the first batter that Ben Harris faced. And the first time tonight, the Rough Riders won't have the leadoff man aboard. All three times, the Rough Riders got that leadoff man on, and it came via a walk. The final line for Jermaine Rosario was 3 innings, 4 hits, 7 runs, all of them earned on 5 walks and 1 strikeout.
A long leash for Cardoza. He's said his piece, Austin Snow. The crew chief eventually came down and said that's enough. So not a battle you're going to win, unfortunately.
We move on, one away in the bottom of the fourth. And it's the top of the order, third time through for the Rough Riders, Alejandro Osuna, who lifts one into shallow center field. Racing back is the shortstop, Freeland, and he's there in shallow center to make the play. Osuna pops out, and there are two away on 4 pitches. Well, technically only throwing 3, 4 pitches for Harris. And here's Liam Hicks, who's 0 for 2 today with a pair of flyouts. Rough Riders leading 7-3 in the bottom of the fourth. Pitch home, and Hicks hits one high in the air towards center field. Ramos is camped under it, ranging to his right, and he's there to haul it in. The first 1-2-3 frame comes from Ben Harris in his first inning of relief. The Rough Riders down in order. 4 innings in the books. It's the Rough Riders 7, the Drillers 3. When we come back on the Riders Baseball Network, Zach Bigley takes over on the mic.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly and Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The Covered Wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
This is Dane Acker, and let's get back to the game.
Brian Chi takes over on the mound for the Rough Riders. Tyler Malley done in his rehab start for Frisco. He went his expected 4 innings, and he ends with a line that's a lot uglier than his start really was. 3 runs allowed on 3 hits over his 4 innings with 3 strikeouts and a walk. Brandon Lewis faces Brian Chi, and Chi's first offering. That's down, and it's 1-0. Lewis, a line out to second his last time up. That was against Malley. Chi readies in the 1-0. It's low and outside in the dirt. It's 2 balls and 0 strikes. Riders lead it 7-3 over the Tulsa Drillers here in the top of the fifth inning. Frisco answered Tulsa's 3 runs in the top of the first with 1 in the first, 3 in the second, 3 in the third. 2-0. A ground ball to the left side. A diving stop by Freeman. Up to his feet, and he got him at first. Fantastic diving play by Cody Freeman to his left. And he robs Brandon Lewis of a base hit. It does not get any better than that. Full extension dive by Freeman. Hang a star on that one.
And quick to get to his feet and fire his strike. That's great defense from Cody Freeman. And you got to love his attitude. Guy last night that made an error in the ninth and could have been a costly one for the Rough Riders. And he just always has that positive attitude.
Jose Azara takes a strike in the outside corner, and it's 0-1.
Saw Freeman last night in the clubhouse, and he said, "Did I scare you guys?" He said, "No, we figured the next one would end up coming back to you, and you turned two on it."
After his error last night, yeah, it was a little bit hairy down the stretch, but the Riders, even though two runs scored in the ninth inning, able to win 5-4. 0-2 on Azara now. She readies from the stretch in the 0-2. Swing and a miss, got him. Change up down and in, and Brian Chi picks up the strikeout. Three pitches, and he sits down Azara. Alex Freeland stands in now. 7-3, Riders lead it, top of the fifth. The pitch. That's on the outside corner. There's a called strike, and it's 0-1. Chi has been a long reliever for the Riders this year. The pitch. At the bottom of the zone, a strike, and it's 0-2. He's been effective. A 25-year-old this year with the Riders, a 4.84 ERA, making his 11th outing. Man, it feels like he's made more than 11 outings in the season for the Riders, but pitching 22 and a third inning so far. The pitch. Ground ball at the first baseline, right at Josh Hatcher. He's got it, and he takes it to the bag himself. It's a 1-2-3 inning for Brian G. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. Bottom five next, Riders leading 7-3 on this Thursday night on the Riders Baseball Network. Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
This is Josh Steven with the Frisco Rough Riders. You're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Home half of the fifth inning on this beautiful Thursday evening in Frisco, Texas. He's Luke Maley. I'm Zach Bigley. Happy to have you. Ben Harris threw a 1-2-3 fourth, and he's back out for the fifth inning for Tulsa. Josh Hatcher to lead it off for the Riders. First offering. Hatcher grounds it softly up the middle. The second baseman, Azara, has got it. Off-balance throw to first in time. One away. First time that Hatcher has not reached and scored today. And that that brings Freeman to the plate, who had an RBI double in the first and then a walk and a run scored in the third. Freeman continues to mash here at home. Second best batting average in the league at home, hitting .338. He homered yesterday. First pitch. He bends back on a high inside fastball. It's one ball and no strikes. .733 Riders. Only on four hits on the offensive side, though. The 1-0. Shivers high, and it's 2-0. Frisco had one run in the first and three in the second. They haven't had a hit since, even though they had a three-run third. Harris from the stretch in the 2-0. Bounces down in the dirt. Three balls and no strikes on Freeman. Free now 3-for-8 in the series. The guy who continues to be the heart and soul of this team in the middle of the order, and since Kellen Strom's graduation to AAA, really one of the leaders on the club. 3-0. Top of the zone for a strike. 3-1. Definitely the class clown, if you will, of the clubhouse. Always likes to keep it light. He's a big prankster. He'll get a lot of guys. 3-1. Fits on the outside edge. More towards the middle of the plate. 3-2. It's all lighthearted fun, though. Payoff pitch on the way. Low for ball four. Freeman draws his second walk of the day. And walks have been the name of the game for the Riders today. It's now six walks by the Dodger affiliate pitching. Cooper Johnson stands in. He's drawn a walk. Strikeout and a walk to his name today. Riders 7, Drillers 3. Bottom of the fifth inning, and Harris steps off. Well, this is the matchup you want to see. Cooper has been incredible against left-handed pitching this year. The offering. He takes it on the outside corner of strike, and it's 0-1. He said that he didn't really realize until this year how effective he has been against lefties. And you go back and look at his career numbers, and he's been very good against lefties and really his entire career. The 0-1. Breaking ball, line foul down the left side. Into the Riders' bullpen. It's 0-2, but this season he has an OPS over 1,100 against lefties. Half of his eight homers have come against left-handers in much less time at the plate, fewer at-bats. About a third of his at-bats have come against lefties, and he's done way more damage against them. O2, just outside. Missing with the fastball at 93. One ball and two strikes still on Coop. Harris from the belt. The pitch, runner goes. It's high. A throw down is not in time. Rushing a high throw onto second. And Cody Freeman with his 10th steal of the year. A 2-2 now. Freeman got a great jump. Rushing tried to throw from his knees, and his throw was high. Number one prospect in the Dodgers organization. Austin Snow, the home plate umpire, coming in and saying that the pitch clock didn't reset, so no pitch clock violation. It's two balls and two strikes. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Backdoor breaking ball. Johnson strikes out. Two down here in the fifth inning, and Aaron Zavala climbs to the plate. Zavala, an RBI ground out and a walk in his two trips. Riders 1-for-3 with runners in scoring position today. Now 1-for-4 after the strikeout. The pitch. Outside to Zavala. It's 1-ball and 0-strikes. Riders leading by 4 here in the bottom of the 5th inning. Only trip for Tulsa here to Riders Field this year, and the only time that the two teams will meet up this season. Frisco doesn't go to Tulsa. The pitch. That's on the outside corner, and it's 1-1. There's not a single player on this team anymore that's played in Tulsa, which is wild. Kellen Strom was the only one, and he is now in AAA. When the Riders played last in Tulsa in 22, Zavala wasn't on the team yet. Pitch is on the upper edge outside corner for a strike. It's 1-2 on the Riders' right fielder. Zavala came up after the All-Star break in 2022 from High Hickory. One ball and two strikes. Freeman at second. Pull side shift on the infield. Left on left. Harris brings it. Breaking ball, outside corner, strike 3 call. So Zavala down on strikes, and the inning is over. And the Riders strand a base runner. We go to the top of the 6th inning next. Riders leading 7-3. We'll have some trivia for you when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get 2 free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly and Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Hey, this is Cooper Johnson, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
The top of the 6th inning, Riders leading 7-3. Taylor Young leading things off. Brian Chi back out onto the hill, and it's time for some trivia in this top of the 6th inning. Chi readies and fires. Hits it on the inside edge of strike, and it's 0-1. All right, Luke, you ready?
Let's rock.
All right, so we usually tie it into this day in baseball history. It was on this date back in 1977 as Chi readies in the 0-1. Young watches low, and it's 1-ball and 1-strike. Pete Rose, back in 1977, collected his 2,881st hit to become the all-time leader in hits by a switch hitter. And so we are looking at most hits today as our trivia question. The 1-1. That one misses low, and it's 2-1. Luke, can you name me the top 10 players in Major League history in hits?
Not necessarily switch hitters.
No, just in general. And I told you Pete Rose, obviously.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
I do know Pete Rose. Ichiro's on the list.
Ichiro is not
is
on the
not?
List.
Is he not?
He's 25th in Major League history.
I would have figured he would have been there.
If you count his Japan stuff, yes, he's the all-time
Okay, that's true. That's true.
The offering, Young puts it in the air down the right side, and it drifts foul out of play. 2-2.
Ty Cobb.
Ty Cobb is number two.
Does Brooks Robinson make the list? I'm not sure about him.
Brooks Robinson does not. Brooks Robinson is 49. There's a swing and a miss, and Brian Chi picks up the strikeout. Got him with the changeup at the bottom of the zone. Second strikeout for Chi, and Dalton Rushing stands in now. 7-3 Riders, top of the sixth, looking for the top 10 players in Major League history in hits.
Stan Musial.
Stan Musial's number four.
Who's three? Tris Speaker three?
Tris Speaker is five. Oh. First pitch is a strike to Dalton Rushing, 0-1.
What's the final person on this list have in terms of hits?
3,384.
33.
There have been 33 players with 3,000 hits in Major League history. The pitch is low, and it's 1-1. One. Line the other way into left field, sinking on Mateo, and it bounces in front of him and bounces behind him. He can't locate it. Now he finally gets it and slings it into second, but not before Rushing gets into second base. We'll see how that one was scored. It was scalded off the bat. A really difficult play for Mateo. Trying to backhand the ball, he knocked it down and then lost where it went. And will most likely be a straight double for him. And it is. So a double for Dalton Rushing. Damon Keith bats now. 7-3 Riders in the top of the sixth. Our trivia looking for the top 10 in Major League history in hits. Luke has four.
Derek Jeter.
Derek Jeter is sixth.
Is he the most recent on the list?
He is not. The pitch is popped foul down the right field line. It's 0-1.
Oh, Albert Pujols.
Albert Pujols is 10th. Missing 3, 7, 8, and 9. 0-1. Outside corner, 0-2.
How about Cal Ripken?
Cal Ripken is 16th.
Okay.
Oh, 2. Low and outside. One ball and two strikes.
Yastrzemski?
Yastrzemski is number 9.
We got to be looking at some old names here.
Yes, you are correct.
Two
very old players and one old player, but not insanely old. 1-2 is low and outside, 2-2. I'll tell you, none of these players are alive currently.
Honus Wagner.
Honus Wagner is 8. Two, two. Swing and a miss. Changeup out in front. He struck him out. Third strikeout for Brian Chi. Two down, and here's Griffin Lockwood Powell. Looking for the most hits in Major League history. Luke is just missing number 3 and number 7 on the top 10 list.
Number 3 is really stumping me. What kind of era are we talking? I know it's a ways back, but
60s and 70s, 60s and 70s for the most part. 50s as well. First pitch. Swinging a high fly ball. Hooked foul down the left field line. It's 0-1. 7-3 Riders, top 6.
I think Lou Gehrig makes the cut.
He does not.
Oh, Cap Anson.
Cap Anson's number 7.
Still don't know who 3 is.
pitch to Lockwood Powell. That's at the top of the zone. A strike. It's quickly 0-2. Daniel, by the way, hearing it from the Tulsa dugout on that strike call. A lot of people consider this player to be the greatest player who ever played. Fouled back, and it's still 0-2.
It's not Willie Mays.
It's not Willie Mays. He's number 13.
Babe Ruth isn't on the hits list, is he?
No, he is not. He never had 3,000 hits.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't think he reached 3,000.
Oh, 2. That's high, and it's 1-2. Seven-3 Riders here at the top of the sixth. A couple strikeouts for Chi. Rushing doubled. He's at second. And Chi offers home. There's a fly ball down the right field line. Zavala on his horse towards the line into foul ground, and it's out of play up into the stands. Still 1-2.
Hank Aaron. Henry Era.
Yep. Hank Aaron's number 3. 3,771 hits. So there's your top 10 list. Pete Rose, Ty Cobb, Henry Aaron, Stan Musial, Tris Speaker, Derek Jeter, Cap Anson, Honus Wagner, Carl Yastrzemski, and Albert Pujols. Good job, Luke. That was good.
Thank you. Who?
1-2. Up and away, 2-2.
Is Adrian Beltre in the top 20? He's got to be close.
Beltre. 18,
okay. Yeah. See, there's a lot of guys that came to mind of more recent generations of ball players that I knew didn't quite make the cut, but had to be close.
A 2-2 is cut on and missed. Brian Chi strikes out the side with a double sprinkled in there. And we go to the home half of the sixth inning. Rough Riders lead 7-3 on this Thursday night on the Riders Baseball Network.
Get $100 in bill credits to put towards future electricity bills after you sign up with Rhythm Energy. Extra innings? Good. Pay extra for electricity? Bad. So take advantage of $100 in bill credits to shrink your bill. With your AC about to get a workout, this deal is here at a perfect time. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
Here's a roofing reality. Texas is the number one state for hail damage claims. As a result, the type of roofing material you choose directly affects your insurance premiums. The more impact-resistant the material, the bigger the discount. Not only can roofing materials reduce your monthly cost, they may protect you from replacing your roof after severe storms. Let us help determine if impact-resistant options like Class 4 shingles are the right choice for your home. Family-owned and operated, Peak Roofing and Construction has provided honest inspections and estimates on roof, gutter, and window projects in the DFW for 15 years. Visit us online at peakroofingconstruction.com.
Peace up, A-Town Dallas.
Cody Freeman here. Let's head back to Riders Field.
Jake Pilarski takes over on the mound for the Tulsa Drillers, with the Riders leading 7-3 in the bottom half of the sixth inning. Third arm today for Tulsa. Pilarski faces Caber Rodriguez, Freiner Chavez, and Daniel Mateo in the top of the Riders' order. Hey, Riders fans, after winning the first half crown in the Texas League South, the Riders are postseason bound for the second time in 3 years. The Riders will host at least one game on Thursday, September 19th, and an if necessary game on Friday, September 20th. If the Rough Riders advance, Frisco will host Game 1 of the Championship Series on Sunday, September 22nd. Don't miss out on your chance on the Riders' quest for the Texas League title and get your tickets at ridersbaseball.com. That'll be a lot of fun in the postseason. First pitch from Pilarski is down and in, and it's one ball and no strikes. Gabriel Rodriguez, a double and a sack fly today. He's had a nice day at the plate. Pilarski, the right-hander, ready from the stretch. And he deals. Outside corner, a strike. It's one and one. He readies from the belt. The 26-year-old brings it in the 1-1. Swing and a miss off the outside corner, 1-2. Out of the Citadel, originally a Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania native. Luke, do you know where the Citadel is?
I think we talked about this early in the year, and I don't remember. My guess would be Pennsylvania.
It is not in Pennsylvania. 1-2. There's a ground ball foul, and it's one ball and two strikes. It's a city that hosts a minor league team. If that helps you at all.
No.
Okay. Actually, the Citadel is right next to the ballpark. It's Charleston, South Carolina.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay. Like a lot of those random schools are Virginia's and
a lot of Carolinas.
Carolinas.
Yeah.
Get some Pennsylvania, New York.
It's all the D1 basketball schools.
Mm-hmm.
1-2 is bounced foul up the third baseline. It's one ball and two strikes. You don't get the directional schools. You have the ones that aren't named after the state.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
makes it a little tough. Pilarski in his 10th appearance today for Tulsa. The pitch. Fouled back. Still one ball and two strikes. I feel like you realize where a lot of those schools are for 1 year when they make the NCAA tournament,
yep,
and then you
yep.
kind of forget about them.
Yep.
Like a George Mason. The pitch. That's low and outside.
How about the Paladins of Furman?
Yeah. That's South Carolina.
It is.
What team was the Golden Retrievers?
UMBC?
UMBC, that's right. 2-2. Breaking ball up and in. 3-2.
They had quite a run.
Yeah.
Upsetting number one seed Virginia.
Feels like we're a long way from college basketball. We got college football before that. 3-2. Chopped softly out towards third. Young coming up, tries to bare hand. It's off his hand, and Rodriguez has an infield single. Three productive trips to the plate for Caber today. A double, a single, and a sack fly. Rainer Chavez bats now. A do-or-die play. If you're watching on MLB TV, you can see how far back Taylor Young was playing, all the way almost to the cut of the outfield grass at third. He had no chance of getting that ball with two strikes. Left-handed batting Franer Chavez, the switch hitter. Throw goes over to first to check on Caber, who's 4-for-7 in steals this year. Mentioned Pilarski was making his 9th appearance this year, or 10th appearance, I should say. In 9 appearances, a 3.60 ERA. First pitch is low to Chavi, and outside, I should say. It's 1-0. Six strikeouts to six walks in 10 innings for the right-hander. He readies from the stretch. And the pitch, Rodriguez goes. It's low and gets out of Rushing's hand. Rodriguez slides in safely. 5-for-8 in steals now. Chavez, a two-run single, parachuted into left field back in the second. Only 5 hits today for the Riders, those 7 runs. 2-0 pitch. in the air down the left field line, and it's 2-1 now. Luke, the Rangers, as we mentioned earlier, winning earlier today, 2-1, sweeping the White Sox. They're now 2.5 back of the Astros. They head out on the road. They'll play 3 games in Toronto and then 3 games in St. Louis, all before the All-Star, or excuse me, the trade deadline. That pitch is a breaking ball inside, and an appeal on the check swing, and he didn't go. It's now 3 balls and 2 strikes. On the other side, though, you have to always be keeping an eye on the Astros and the Mariners. The Astros play the Dodgers.
Yeah.
So it should be very interesting to see if they can gain some more games on them this week. The pitch is on the outside corner, a strike, and it's now 3-2. And as we've always been saying, too, look at all the rehabbers the Rough Riders are getting. So that means those guys are going to be back in the major league soon. It's like a second half reinforcements coming.
They certainly do. That's exactly right. And they have all those guys that are going to be getting healthy coming back. So the Rangers have a unique opportunity to now be playing good ball. They can be aggressive if they want, but even if they sit back, they're pretty much winning the trade deadline with getting everybody back and healthy.
3-2, bounced foul, and it's 3 in balls and 2 strikes still on Chavi. Offense and on the pitching side. Tough thing is the Mariners will play the White Sox, so you don't get much help there. The White Sox have now lost 11 straight.
Got to win eventually.
Yeah.
Why not this next year?
3-2. Soft roller up the first baseline. Pilarski off the hill. He fields underhand shovel onto first. Gets Chavi. Rodriguez down to third. Danny Mateo stands in now. Question remains, what is the Rough Riders roster going to look like on August 1st? Still a lot of time before then, a whole week. Already saw some moves earlier tonight as the infield comes in. First pitch to Mateo is sent in the air out to shallow center field. Izara going back. Center fielder Ramos coming in, and it falls for a base hit. Rodriguez down from third, and Daniel Mateo delivers the RBI single. It's now 8-3 Riders.
How about it for Daniel Mateo? A multi-hit game. It's the first time he's notched 2 or more hits in a game since May 9th of this year. He has to be feeling good, and he did. Done it in a variety of ways. You get the double, and then you get a high, shallow bloop single with an RBI attempt in the center field, and the Riders extend that lead to 8-3.
So pulling the infield in does not pay off for the Drillers. If the infield's back, that's an easy pop-up. Instead, it falls in, and here's Osuna at the top of the card. It's 8-3 Riders, the pitch. Swing and a miss. Osuna whiffing through. It's 0-1. 8 runs on 6 hits for Frisco today. Pilarski offers. Swing and a miss. Late swing on the breaking ball, and it's 0-2. We mentioned some moves going in Major League Baseball. The Diamondbacks have just acquired reliever A.J. Puck from the Marlins, former Oakland draft pick. The Diamondbacks trying to make their way back to the Fall Classic. Pitch is outside. It's 1-2. And the trades are certainly going to come cascading down over the next couple of weeks. One, two. Mateo runs, pitches high and outside, rushing throw down to second, and it's in time. Mateo caught stealing for the second out of the inning. A 2-6 on the putout. Mateo looking in. Really just a good throw by rushing. First time he's gotten off a good throw today. Riders have been running rather wild. 2-2. Outside, 3-2. Mateo, unfortunately today, and in the only other game he played in the series. Every time he's gotten on, he has made an out on the base paths. Three, two, fouled straight back. Still 3-2 on Osuna. You like the aggressiveness, just not working as well as he would like. Not the outcome he's looking for. The pitch, and that's inside for ball four. Osuna draws the two-out walk, and Liam Hicks makes his way to the plate. 8-3 lead for the Riders here in the home half of the sixth. Hicksy looking for that first hit today. The pitch. That's on the inside edge of the knees, and it's 0-1. Hicks has flied out three times today. Talked earlier with Hicks about early on in the season, he was hitting the ball in the air way too much, and he felt like he was trying to swing up on the ball. The 0-1. He swings here and misses on a breaking ball beneath the zone, and it's 0-2. And he said the more he tried to level out the swing through the zone, the better he hit the ball and felt like he was just making too much of an over-adjustment in his swing and just trying to go back to a level swing, and that's what worked out best for him. 0-2 is up and away, and it's one ball and two strikes. He's riding a 9-game hitting streak coming into this game in which he's only hitting .292 as he only has 11 hits during the streak, but looking for a hit here to extend it. Probably get another crack at it as we play in the sixth. Throw over to first, not in time to get Osuna. He's behind in the count, 1-2. Right-hander fires home. Swing and a miss. Well, Hicks down on strikes, and the inning comes to a close, but the Rough Riders tack on another run and an RBI single from Daniel Mateo. They now lead it 8-3, and at the top of the seventh, you'll hear the voice of Luke Maley when we come back on the play-by-play on the Riders Baseball Network.
Our Rough Riders have a new partner, Cacique Foods. The nation's leader in Hispanic cheeses, creams, chorizo, and salsa is honored to call our DFW community home and is now a proud Rough Riders sponsor. With Cacique's authentic ingredients, you can add Mexican tradition and flavor to every meal. For more information about their products, visit caciquefoods.com. Find their delicious products at your favorite local supermarket, and let's cheer on our Rough Riders together. Authentic flavor, real moments. Cacique.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Rough Riders fans, you can save $500 or more on electricity with Rhythm Energy's Power Shift electricity plans and get the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas. Plus, get $100 in bill credits towards future bills after you sign up. Talk about a home run of a deal. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
It's time for the top of the seventh here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Back high atop Riders Field, top of the seventh inning, and it's still Brian Chi out on the hill. He's been excellent for the Rough Riders since taking over from the starter and rehabber Tyler Malley, who went four strong innings. He ran into some trouble in that first inning, giving up three runs, but then retired the last 10 he faced. Brian Chi has sat down six of the seven that he squared off against. Brendan Davis from the right side, he launches one into left field, down a base hit. First time since the first inning
where Alex Freeland picked up a base hit. That the Drillers have the leadoff man aboard. That was a three-run first inning for them, but they've been blanked since. It's 8-3 Frisco in front of Tulsa. In steps Jose Ramos in the seventh spot in this lineup. He's 0-2 tonight. And the first offering lines across the heart of the plate for strike one, 0-1. Ramos is 1-10 now in the series with a pair of strikeouts, and that's been the issue for him this year. Now 119 strikeouts, which leads the Texas League, and he waves and misses at a changeup away.
I have some news for you, Luke.
Let's hear it.
Talked about the Diamondbacks trading for A.J. Puck. The return in the deal, Davison De Los Santos.
Wow.
And center fielder Andrew Pintar as well.
Offering home. Swing and a miss. Ramos down on strikes for the second time tonight and the 120th time on the season. That's big. It was quite a time for Davison De Los Santos against the Rough Riders. Hit 500, all sorts of extra base hits. At one point, he was responsible for 50%+ of the runs created in those series against the Rough Riders. It was a one-man show for Amarillo at the time. Brandon Lewis in from the right side. He's 0-2 today. First offering. Missed downstairs, takes blocks, and that keeps Davis at first base.
That's one of those trade deadline deals that you're going to bookmark and maybe look back on in a couple of years. Davison De Los Santos becomes a power hitter for the Marlins. He almost instantly becomes one of their best prospects.
Yes.
So that is a really interesting trade. And you wonder if the Diamondbacks, you know, didn't see a future for him or place for him at the big league level and wanted to get reliever help to try and make the push now.
Offering home, and that one called a strike on the outer edge. Yeah, for De Los Santos, still just 21 years old, and a guy that still trying to figure out what exactly his role is defensively, not a plus base runner. It's truly just in the box that he does his best work. As the pitch misses downstairs, 2-1, and he was excellent at the plate, a guy that led almost every category in the Texas League, and the majority of them in Double-A baseball as well.
I think he still has the most homers in minor league baseball.
I think he does. Lewis awaits the 2-1 on its way, and he shoots it foul off to the right side. It'll find its way out of play into the concourse.
Currently has 28 home runs, which is the most in the minors.
What an interesting journey, too, for De Los Santos. He was a Rule 5 selection, then returned from Cleveland back to the Diamondbacks organization. Had success at Double and Triple A this year. Wave and a miss on a sword from Brandon Lewis. It's another strikeout for Brian Chi. His second in the inning and his sixth overall. This has most certainly been the best outing we've seen from Brian Chi this year. He's been excellent.
Davison De Los Santos just going to put a button on what he's doing this season. He's averaging over half an extra base hit per game
yeah.
this year.
The pitch home, a pop up on the right side in foul ground. Hatcher looking up at it. That's all he'll do as it bounces into the seats. And that's a stat that's supposed to surprise you. That doesn't surprise me one bit for De Los Santos. He was phenomenal and put up his best numbers against a Rough Riders staff that's been excellent this year.
One of the best in minor league baseball on the pitching side for the Riders, and it's strength against strength. And he made the Riders pitching staff look not very good, that's for sure.
That's exactly right. Offering home, and there's a deep fly ball into left center field. Osuna ranging over, as well as Mateo, and it's the center fielder, Alejandro Osuna, who's there to haul in the final out. In the top of the seventh, it's no runs on one hit, no errors, and one stranded. We turn the card. Bottom seven next. The Rough Riders out in front 8-3 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire crew. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
This is Liam Hicks with the Frisco Rough Riders. You're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Josh Hatcher kicks off the bottom of the seventh inning for the Rough Riders, who lead it 8-3. They tacked on a run in the bottom of the sixth inning. Now you're in the bottom of the seventh. Taking on a new arm, it's a tall right-hander in Hernandez. His first offering misses outside at 100 miles an hour. Edgardo Henriquez. Right-hander rocks and fires and delivers to Hatcher downstairs. Henriquez, a guy that has run it up as high as 103 miles an hour. A guy that comes at you with a really hot heater. Hatcher ahead, 2-0, and he fouls one back. Just clipped Dalton rushing behind the plate, the Dodgers' top prospect. Henriquez's last outing was on Friday at Northwest Arkansas. He went an inning. It was clean outside of one walk. That was a 7-2 loss for Tulsa. He has a 0 ERA across his last three outings. Pitch misses high and away to Hatcher, and he's in the driver's seat at 3 balls and a strike. Righty on lefty matchup. Glove pinned to his chest, and now he separates and fires home, and Hatcher sends it back to the screen. Henriquez was signed in 2018 out of Venezuela by the Dodgers organization. Right-hander high leg kick and a pitch home. Another foul ball. That one caught Hatcher on the front foot. Comes up limping. Edgardo Henriquez pitching for the first time this year since 2022. He missed all of 23 after Tommy John surgery. Started the year at Rancho Cucamonga and then to Great Lakes. Now this year here in Double A with the Drillers. This is his seventh appearance in the month of July. He's only been tagged for a run in one of those six outings. Hatcher trying to find a way aboard. Another payoff pitch cut on and missed. 100 on an elevated fastball, and Hatcher's down on strikes. First strikeout for Henriquez. It comes on 7 pitches to Josh Hatcher. Cody Freeman will get a look at the right-handed fireball. Numbers overall on the year for Henriquez. 0-2 with a 2.75 ERA. Now bring home. Freeman watches a called strike on the inner end. Still just 22 years old, the 6'4" right-hander from Venezuela. has made five starts this year. They've been short ones. As Freeman gets out in front of a 100-mile-an-hour heater, going back is the left fielder, Davis, and it is gone! Cody Freeman has homered in back-to-back games, and he extends the Riders' lead. It's 9-3 Frisco in the seventh. All over a 100-mile-an-hour fastball. It came in at 100 and it left at 97. Freeman just squeaked it out of the yard. Over the heart of the plate, and Freeman did not miss. Twelve homers for Cody Freeman this year. Here's another power hitter in Cooper Johnson. And the offering home runs upstairs. The Rough Riders have gone back-to-back in the home run category in back-to-back nights. Trying to do so for a third straight evening with Cooper Johnson ahead 1-0. Breaking ball, called a strike at the top of the zone. Right-hander peers in, he has his sign. High leg kick and the offering cut on and missed. Slider at 93 miles an hour, just below the zone. What a night for Cody Freeman. Reached all four times, a home run, a double, and two walks. 1-2 on its way. 102 with the fastball. And misses upstairs. Well, you can certainly tell by the numbers that Enriquez throws hard. Breaking ball. Bit inside. And I'm talking numbers not as on the radar gun, but entering tonight 64 strikeouts and 36 innings of work. That generally means you're coming with a pretty good fastball. 3-2 to Johnson. Back up the middle, off the leg. And Enriquez off the hill. He has it and fires one about 100 across the diamond in time to get Johnson. Maybe bringing out some frustration that he had just been hit with that one. Johnson walks by and wishes him well. He gets a pat on the back from the tall right-hander, saying he's okay. He might have thrown that ball from the mound over to first base harder than 92, in which he brought to the plate. Johnson retired with a 1-3. Here's Aaron Zavala. 102 again, called a strike. Zavala from the left side. The offering home, popped up. Left side and towards the on-deck circle, and it'll get into the seats. Zavala has scored a run. He's driven in a run, but is still in search of his first hit this evening. He's walked, grounded out, and struck out. He does have hits in five of his last six games, trying to make it six out of seven. Full side shift on for the lefty on the infield. 0-2 on its way, and a fastball inside at 102. Got Zavala. Oh, boy. He appears to be all right. But 102, squaring you up, doesn't feel all that good. See Aaron Zavala there. Bit of a grimace on his face, but appears to be okay. 102-mile-an-hour fastball got inside on the left-handed hitter. And you watch the replay right now. Just got him on the shoulder. Well, if you're going to get hit by a pitch and a two-strike count's a good time, but 102-mile-an-hour fastball is maybe not the right selection of pitch. Well, the inning extends against Enriquez. Here's Gabriel Rodriguez, and a first pitch breaking ball. Rodriguez went diving out of the way, and it broke in, called a strike. Rodriguez has put together a solid day. He's 2-for-2. Stolen base and a sacrifice fly. He's also scored a pair of runs. Rodriguez waves and misses at the breaking ball. Rodriguez ready to go. Ahead, nothing in two on the right-handed hitting Rodriguez. The payoff pitch, 100 miles an hour elevated, and that does it. Rodriguez down on three pitches. It's the second strikeout for Enriquez. But the Riders tack on one more. It comes on a solo homer by Cody Freeman, his second in as many games. We turn the card. Top of the eighth coming up. Rough Riders out in front, 9-3 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
My dad is a proud Girl Dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a Girl Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Let's head to the top of the eighth. You're on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Yeah.
Brian Chee back on the mound. He's at 40 pitches at the moment. He's worked through three innings. We've seen him work some long outings this year. He delivers to Alex Freeland and misses down and away. The most he's gone this season is 3 1/3, and that came back on June 4th at Corpus Christi. Right into rocks and fires, and he fits one at the top of the zone. A changeup evens things at 1-1. Freeland 0-2 since leading off the game with a single against Tyler Malley, and then being chopped down on the base paths. Offering home, a check swing, didn't matter, called a strike, another changeup. And the upper third of the strike zone, and it's 1-2 advantage for Brian Chee. Coming into tonight, Chee's previous high at the AA level was 3 strikeouts. That was on June 12th against Amarillo here in this ballpark. But he's picked up 6 of them tonight. Right-hander, a high leg kick in the offering home. A foul ball back to the screen. Brian Chee has been excellent tonight out of the pen for the Rough Riders, who just used 2 pitchers working here in the 8th inning. Malley went 4 in his rehab start. Offering home and a foul tip. Keeps Freeland alive at the plate. Chee 1 strikeout shy of his career high. Last July 23rd in Down East, he picked up 7 across 4 innings. 1-2 on its way, and it runs a bit inside. Even at 2-2. Freeland, Young, and Rushing due up at the top of the order for the Drillers. Freeland in a 2-2 count against the right-hander Brian Chee. offering home. That one line down the right field line. Zavala giving chase, and he'll watch it fall into the fourth row of the stands just in front of that right field bullpen that the Drillers relievers will call home this week. It stays at two balls and two strikes. She readies, set at the belt. The offering home, a breaking ball. Just missed upstairs, and the count runs to full. She's allowed two hits. Those are the lone base runners against him across his first three innings of work. Right-hander, payoff pitch on the way, and that's a line drive towards Cody Freeman. And that's the first out of the eighth inning. Rough Riders hadn't played perfectly. Freeman was shadowed towards the shortstop side. A pull side shift on with a left-handed batting Freeland. And he becomes the first down as a result of it. Oh, Taylor Young digs in. Riding a three-game hitting streak. Still looking for his first hit tonight. There's a bouncer off the end of the bat out towards shortstop. Rodriguez has it on to first in time. Brian Chi is cruising. 50 pitches, trying to get through four innings. With that out, he has a new season high of 3 2/3 innings of work. And with a strikeout, he could tie his career high. He faces off against the Dodgers' top prospect in Dalton Rushing, who doubled his last trip up against Chi, one of the two base runners that the righty is allowed. First offering is smacked into left center field. Mateo ranging back towards the track, and he watches it bounce off the base of the wall. Another double for Dalton Rushing. He's 2 for 3 this evening, and both of those doubles have come against Brian Chi. Damon Keith, who struck out his last time, will come to the dish. Riders leading 9-3 in the top of the eighth inning. In a game that they found themselves down 3-0 headed to the bottom of the first. The pitchers have done their job, keeping the Drillers off the board, and the offense has certainly done their part as well. 9 unanswered runs from the Rough Riders. The offering home misses outside. Liam Hicks will head out to talk to the right-hander as well as the Rough Riders infielders. Likely Cody Freeman, Amber Rodriguez, and Franier Chavez all can translate for Brian Chi, talking with his catcher Liam Hicks. If you're watching on MILB TV, you can see the left-hander Seth Clark getting loose, likely to come on in relief in this inning if Chi's unable to make it out or have the top of the ninth trying to close the door. But here in the top of the eighth inning, Brian Chi trying to make it through four scoreless. He's got a runner at second base and two away. 1-0 the count on the right-handed hitting right fielder Damon Keith, who has doubled and struck out twice tonight. Offering home, and it misses outside. Two balls and no strikes. Chi's best pitch has been his changeup, not an overpowering fastball. Low 90s with that heater. And he rocks home. Wave and a miss. There's the changeup at the bottom of the zone. And Keith was way out in front of it. Two balls and a strike. Rushing at second base after the two-out double. Two and one the count. Right-hander set at the belt. Ready's a high leg kick, and the offering home runs down and away. Another changeup. And a 3-1 advantage for Damon Keith. Heath now 1-for-10 in the series with that RBI double back in the first. 3-1 on its way. Taken outside corner. Called a strike. And the count runs full. The Cuban right-hander looking to tie his career high with 7 strikeouts. The payoff pitch. Called strike 3. Got him looking. Keith down on strikes. It's strikeout number 7, and Brian Chi has delivered 4 scoreless innings for the Rough Riders out of the bullpen. No runs on 1 hit, no errors, and 1 stranded. We head to the bottom of the 8th inning. Rough Riders well out in front, 9-3, but looking to add to it on the Riders Baseball Network.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Join us for a night about nothing on Sunday, July 28th. Yes, you heard that correctly, but don't get it confused. Unlike George and Jerry, we have a plan. Giddy up to Riders Field for a night about nothing featuring an appearance from John O'Hurley, who played Jay Peterman on the show Seinfeld. Enjoy a night filled with Seinfeld-themed games and stay after for a post-game fireworks show. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
This is Cole Reagans, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Franer Chavez, Daniel Mateo, and Alejandro Osuna, the 3-2 up for the Rough Riders in the bottom of the eighth, looking to extend their 9-3 advantage. It's 9 runs on 7 hits and an error for the Rough Riders. They've only left 4 on the base path. 3 runs on 6 hits for Tulsa. Left-hander Suarez rocks and fires. And a first pitch called strike on Franer Chavez, batting from the right side against the new left-hander on the hill. Christian Suarez. He rocks and fires and blows a fastball by Franer Chavez, 0-2. Suarez, the 4th reliever used tonight for the Drillers, the 5th pitcher overall. He's ready with the 0-2. Lefty rocks, and the pitch home runs inside, and Franer Chavez hits the deck, trying to avoid it. Right at his front knee. And he hits the dirt. And we'll have a 1-2 count. Suarez on the year has gone 3-3 with a 3.75 ERA. This is 28th appearance. 23-year-old, originally from Venezuela. 1-2. Popped up right side, down the line. Long run for Keith, and it twists foul. One hops off the warning track. Suarez was signed back in 2018 by the Dodgers. Spent last season at Great Lakes. Went 6-4 with a 3.97. Offering home, and Chavez way out in front and crashes it off the facing of the Rough Riders dugout. Suarez opened the year with Great Lakes before moving up as a result of a 0.68 ERA, nine outings. Left-hander readies, the 1-2. Shot the other way, into the hole. Base hit to right center for Franier Chavez. A spectacular piece of hitting on a great pitch by Suarez. A 1-2 pitch down and away to the righty, and all Chavez could do was throw the hands at it. And he punched it through the right side and for a base hit, his second of the evening. The Rough Riders have the leadoff man on yet again. They had the leadoff man aboard in the first, second, and third innings, as well as the sixth and now the eighth. Daniel Mateo digs in, and he chops one on the ground. Left side, could be two. Young has it on to second for one. The throw to first in time. 5-4-3, double play. One pitch to Daniel Mateo and two erased. There's two gone here in the bottom of the eighth. Alejandro Osuna looking for his first hit tonight. It's been an interesting night for Osuna. He's 0-for-1 with a pop-out. He has walked twice and delivered a sacrifice fly back in the second. So a solid night for Alejandro Osuna, but trying to pick up his first hit of the evening, and he misses down and away with the first pitch to Suarez. Osuna trying to avoid being held hitless in back-to-back nights. It would be the first time that's happened to him in his Rough Riders career. Joining the Rough Riders in late June as he cuts on and misses, even at a ball and a strike on a fastball inside of the left-handed hitter. Suarez ready to throw his 10th pitch. Evened at one. The offering home misses outside, 2-1. Osuna hitting .293 in the month. What a start to the double-A career it was for him. He finished his high-A career with 11 total bases, hitting for the cycle with 5 RBIs in his final game with the Crawdads. Pitch home. That one fits on the outside corner. Even at 2-2. Then he came to Frisco and put on an extra base clinic. Doubled in his first two games as a Rough Rider. Has 3 home runs now. So he shoots one the other way. A foul ball. Count remains 2-2. Pull side shift on for the left-handed hitter. High leg kick and the pitch from Suarez. A check swing, and he was able to hold it up. And the count runs full. Franier Chavez opened the bottom of the eighth inning with a single before a 5-4-3 double play off the bat of Daniel Mateo. Osuna trying to extend the inning for Liam Hicks. Payoff pitch on the way. Taken downstairs. It's the third walk drawn by Alejandro Osuna tonight. Riders have one aboard with two gone for Liam Hicks. And Hicksy will get his shot, trying to push his hitting streak to 10 games. He's 0-for-4 tonight with 3 flyouts and a strikeout. Trying to push the hitting streak to 10. Down in the dirt, Osuna stays at first base as rushing was able to block it. This is where Liam Hicks has been so good this year. When behind in the count, hitting just .181. When he jumps ahead, the batting average skyrockets to .340. He's ahead of 1-0 right now against the left-hander Suarez. Lefty-on-lefty matchup. Here's the 1-0. High and tight. 94 with a fastball. 2 balls and no strikes. As Zach mentioned earlier, the 9-game hitting streak, the numbers haven't really jumped out for Liam Hicks. 11 hits in those 9 games, a .297 average, but 0-for-4 tonight.
pitch home, and Hicks watches on the outer corner. Called a strike, 2-1. Hicks entering tonight, hitting 265. With the 0-for-4, now down to 261. Two on its way. That one misses outside, and Hicks in a true hitter's count at 3-1. The left-hander in Suarez has come on and faced now his fourth batter, three of those being left-handers, with another lefty on deck, should Hicks find a way to extend the frame. 3-1 on its way. Called a strike on the outer edge. Hicks didn't like it. He's got a case to be made. It was close. And another 3-2 count. Hicksy asks for time, and he's granted it by the home plate umpire, Daniel, by the way. 9-3 your score in favor of the Rough Riders. The Drillers down to their final three outs. Rough Riders with two gone and a runner aboard. Liam Hicks in a 3-2 count. Left-hander readies. Osuna runs. The pitch home is chopped on the right side on the infield. Lewis, the first baseman, has it. He flips to a covering Suarez. And Hicks, the hitting streak, will come to a close. Well, the Rough Riders get the leadoff man aboard. They end up with no runs on one hit, no errors, and one stranded. 8 innings in the books. It's Frisco 9, Tulsa 3. When we come back, it's Zach Bigley on the mic on the Riders Baseball Network.
Coming to Riders Field on August 25th, Touch a Truck Night, presented by Alpha and Omega Equipment. Kids can enjoy the ball game and also interact with fire trucks, police cars, and more. Thanks to our friends from the Frisco Fire Department and the Frisco Police Department. Don't miss Touch a Truck Night, presented by Alpha and Omega Equipment, on August 25th. Grab your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com.
It's time for the top of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Here we go to the top of the ninth inning. The Rough Riders trying to capture their third consecutive win. They lead it 9-3, and Seth Clark takes over for Brian Chi on the mound for the Rough Riders. What a performance by Brian Chi today. He went 4 shutout innings with 7 strikeouts, only surrendering 3 hits and not walking a batter. Now Brian Chi and Tyler Malley combined for 8 strong innings, and Seth Clark comes out onto the mound now for the Rough Riders. Frisco with a run in the first, 3 in the second, 3 in the third, 1 in the sixth, and 1 in the seventh. First pitch to Griffin Lockwood Powell is down and in. It's 1 ball and no strikes. Clark, the 24-year-old out of Georgia State, 1-0 with a 2.70 ERA in 23 games this year with the Rough Riders. He readies from the stretch in the 1-0 pitch to Lockwood Powell. That's low, and it's 2 balls and no strikes. Hey, you're going to want to come out to the game tomorrow for a couple of big reasons. Well, really, a bunch of reasons. It's Friday. We'll have fireworks after the game, powered by Pyro Shows of Texas. It's also the AA debut of Kamar Rocker. The offering is in there for a strike. It's 2-1. Really excited to see Kamar and have him here in Frisco. And then in addition to that, Josh Young will be rehabbing. 2-1 in the air down the right side and foul. And it's 2 balls and 2 strikes. One of the best Former Rough Riders in franchise history. He'll be back in action here in Frisco. We'll have a Josh Young baseball card giveaway at the gates. Just a lot of fun happening at the yard tomorrow. 7:05, first pitch. 2-2. Outside corner, got him looking. Seth Clark fits it on the outer edge of the slider and picks up the strikeout. One away for Brendan Davis. 9-3 Riders here at the top of the ninth. You can get your tickets for tomorrow's game at ridersbaseball.com. And if you want as well, we have a special going on for our tickets behind home plate. Just $17. The pitch is at the top of the zone for a strike, and it's 0-1. You can get that special for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, saving $6 a ticket online at ridersbaseball.com as well. Pitch is inside. It's 1-1. And if you're lucky enough, you might even be able to see Luke Maley's smiling face.
A lot of things to smile about tomorrow.
Yeah.
I would go ahead and bet I'll be smiling.
1-2, swing and a miss. Or 1-1, rather. And now it's 1-2. It's a head count for Clark on Brendan Davis. Yeah, a lot of fun things to smile about tomorrow. It's going to be a great night for baseball.
Expecting a pretty good crowd, too.
Oh, yeah. So you want to get your tickets now. 1-2. Foul to the plate. Still 1-2. Be out here all weekend. Josh Young expected to rehab Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. See Kamar Rocker make his Double-A debut. One of the Vandy boys. First-team All-American. His final year at Vandy in 2021. Alongside Jack Leiter. 1-2. Down and in. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Infield up the middle. Playing slightly to pole. 2-2 on the way. There's a fly ball into right center field in shallow. Osuna on a dead sprint. He's under it and makes the catch. Two down here in the ninth inning. Jose Ramos bats. Final hope tonight for Tulsa. Nine runs on 8 hits and 1 error for the Riders. 3 runs on 6 hits and no errors for the Drillers tonight. Ramos 0-for-3, the center fielder. The pitch. That slivers below the zone. It's 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kamar Rocker tomorrow against Crince Campos, who's 1-1 with a 3.80 ERA. The 1-0 is a ground ball back up the middle. Chabi, a diving stop. He throws to first and gets him. Oh, what a spectacular play. And the Riders have won the first 3 games of this series. Oh, man. What a way to finish the game. Riders win it 9-3, the final over the Drillers. Ranger Chavez flashing the glove behind the second base bag to end the game. And that is a wonderful exclamation point on a good night of baseball for Frisco. 9-3 the final. Luke Maley has your postgame coverage next on the Riders Baseball Network.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Ball game over!
The game may be over, but we're not done yet.
What a way to finish!
Post-game coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
Back high at top, Riders Field. Luke Manley with you on the post-game show. The Riders get it done in pretty easy fashion tonight. 9-3, the final score. They found themselves down 3-0 in the top of the first inning. Added to the bottom, and they scored in three straight innings. One in the first, three in the second, and added three more in the third. They end up taking it 9-3, the final. They've won the first three games of the six-game set and have secured, at the very least, a series split with the Dodgers-affiliated Tulsa Drillers. The Rough Riders with another comeback win. Brian Chi, a much-deserved win for him. He goes four innings of scoreless baseball with a career-high tying seven punch-outs. Brian Chi improves to 2-0 at the AA level. And it is Jermaine Rosario who suffers the loss. He went three innings, allowing seven earned runs, and falls to 2-2 on the year. No save as Seth Clark shut it down in the ninth. He was the third and final pitcher used. Mentioned Brian Chi. Seth Clark worked a 1-2-3 ninth inning. Tyler Malley, after a rough first inning, settled in, retired the final 10 batters that he faced, and set the Rough Riders up for a solid comeback. They trailed 3-0 and end up winning it 9-3 with nine unanswered runs. You look at the offensive side of things for the Rough Riders. Cody Freeman led the way alongside Freiner Chavez, Caber Rodriguez, and Daniel Mateo, who each collected multi-hit nights, all of them with two hits. Cody Freeman, both extra base hits, double and a homer. Daniel Mateo also added a double as Rodriguez scored a pair of runs alongside Cody Freeman, and Freeman and Chavez led the way with two RBI apiece. Alejandro Osuna also added an RBI and three walks on the evening. An impressive night for the Rough Riders. Nine runs on eight hits. They pick up eight walks and strike out seven times. Always good when you can work more walks than you strike out. It wasn't the story for Tulsa. The Rough Riders only issued one walk on the pitching side of things and racked up 11 Ks tonight. They win it 9-3. They secure, at the very least, a series split with the Dodgers-affiliated Tulsa Drillers. A lot of fun coming up tomorrow, 7.05 p.m. first pitch. We'll talk about it when we come back on the Riders postgame show.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
You're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Back at Riders Field, the Rough Riders get it done. 9-3, the final score. They've taken the first three games of this six-game series against the Drillers. A lot of fun coming up tomorrow. It's the AA debut of Kamar Rocker, the former number three overall selection by the Rangers in 2022. Former Vanderbilt standout making his AA debut. He has pitched in three games this year, two of those starts going seven innings with a 6.43 ERA. He's racked up eight strikeouts. A guy that has an electric fastball, the 24-year-old 6'5 right-hander, listed at 245 pounds. Will run the fastball up to 100 miles an hour, and it should be a lot of fun to watch his AA debut tomorrow. He goes against another right-hander in Chris Campos, who's 1-1 with a 3.80 ERA for the Drillers this year. The Drillers looking to get back on track with a loss tonight. They're now 12-11 in the second half and an even 46-46 on the air. The Rough Riders now 15-9 in the second half and 59-34 on the air. 25 games above 500 for the Rough Riders. They get it done tonight, 9-3, taking game three in comeback fashion. They fell behind 3-0 early and came back to win it 9-3, so the Rough Riders get it done. Mentioned all sorts of fun things going on at the park tomorrow, not only on the promotional side, which we'll get into, but it's the AA debut of Kamar Rocker. We'll also expected to have Josh Young, the Rangers star, on hand for the entire weekend. So a lot of cool things going on at the park, as well as Military Appreciation Night, where the Rough Riders will honor the men and women who have served or are currently serving our country. And then you can finish it off with fireworks after the 7.05 p.m. first pitch with Primrose Schools and powered by Pyro Shows of Texas. On Saturday, the Rough Riders will take the field as the Frisco Corny Dogs, their alternate identity. It's Corny Dogs with the North Texas Fair and Rodeo. Fletcher's Corny Dogs will be on hand, have their food truck out at the ballpark. All sorts of fair treats throughout the concourse. Should be a lot of fun, and you can finish that one off on Saturday with Kids Run the Bases postgame presented by Raising Cane's. And then round out the weekend on Sunday at 6.05 p.m. first pitch. It's the Rough Riders tribute to the show Seinfeld. Well, John O'Hurley, who played Jay Peterman in the show Seinfeld, will be on hand. It's A Night About Nothing. It's also a Kids Sunday Funday presented by Raising Cane's, so you can bring the kids out and arrive early for a 30-minute pregame session of catch on the field in the outfield, weather permitting. There's also all sorts of Kids Center themes, inflatables, and acts going on throughout the concourse as it's Kids Sunday Funday. And then round out the weekend with Summer Sunday Fireworks presented by Trumu and powered by Pyro Shows of Texas. Riders take game three. They've taken the first three against the Tulsa Drillers, improving to 25 games above 515-9 in the second half. The Rough Riders have already punched their ticket to the postseason, so you can go online and pick up those tickets for the postseason. The Rough Riders will host at least one game of the first series on Thursday, September 19th, and an if necessary game on Friday, September 20th. And then if the Rough Riders advance, they'll host the initial game of the championship series on Sunday, September 22nd. So go ahead and get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. That wraps us up. The Riders, winners of three in a row. 9-3, the final score over the Drillers. On behalf of my partner, Zach Bigley, I'm Luke Maley saying thanks for spending your Thursday evening with us. And we hope to see you back here. 7:05, the first pitch tomorrow. It's the AA debut of Kamar Rocker.
Thank you for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Scott Burchett, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Rough Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit ridersbaseball.com. Until next time, go Riders! Let's ride!